A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Come and worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock that he shepherds. Alleluia. Come and worship the flock that he shepherds. Alleluia. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us come with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come and worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock that he shepherds. For the Lord our Maker, for we are his people, we are the flock that he shepherds. Come and worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock that he shepherds. Alleluia. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King o'er all other gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs now to him. The dry land too was formed by his hand. Come and worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock that he shepherds. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. To him be the who has made us into a kingdom, Christ, priests for his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." And Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. The last Sunday of the year, next week begins Advent, which I still cannot believe. And as we focus on Christ the King, I think too many of us do not listen to what Jesus says. Too many of us want to set up the kingdom of Christendom, to set up the kingdom where we're in charge, where we can tell everybody what to do, where everybody has to obey our laws, where everybody has to do what we want them to do, and if they don't, kill them, bind them, get them out of here. But this is what we are. This is the kind of nation we are. But Jesus is very clear. My kingdom is not of this world. So when we try to make the kingdom of this world, we are going against Jesus Christ himself. We're calling him a liar. We're saying this kingdom is to be in this world. Christendom is to be here. We will have everything our way. And we go against the very, very example of Christ, which is, what is his kingdom? The kingdom of humility, the kingdom where he goes to the cross, the kingdom where he gives his life for us. This is his kingdom, not the kingdom where we're in charge and everybody does it our way. And yet, maybe in this very room today, I doubt it, I don't think so. Maybe those who are watching, maybe. We want the kingdom now. We want everything now. As I told you, I've been dealing with my mother. And as I was dealing with my mother, I spent Monday with her, and tomorrow we're going to put her into a, I have to go back to Pittsburgh, and we have a new place for her by God's grace. Let's hope it's going to be fine. But we talked a lot about her dying as she was going in and out. And she'd cry, and she'd say, "Larry, I'm so lonely." And I says, "Mom, it's the way God's preparing you to go home. Well, no one's left here. The person that's been in her life longer than anybody else right now is me, which is kind of freaky. But the reality is," I says, "all the people you've ever loved and loved you before are all on the other side waiting for you. And you're lonely for them." And I says to her, as I say at most funerals here, "Mom, the kingdom of heaven is nicer than Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania." And we got to start knowing that, because when we try to set up the kingdom of God here, we cling to this place. We want this place. We like this place. We don't want to leave this place. But this place is not home. This place is not the kingdom of God. And it never will be. When the church has tried to make this world the kingdom of God, we've gotten lots of trouble. We've killed people in God's name. We've thrown people out. Like, if you ever go to Rome, what we did at one time, because the Jews wouldn't convert, we put them in a ghetto in God's name, because it wasn't part of our kingdom. We must never make this world the kingdom of God. We must bring the kingdom of God to this world, which is an altogether different reality. So the question really is today, not is Christ king of the world? He's not. He's king of the universe. But we live in a world very sinful, filled with pride. And as anyone has ever come to me in confession, you know the thing I'll get on our case the most is when we think we're not prideful. Everybody here is prideful. Is that correct? Especially your pastor, is that correct? Yes, Father. Yeah, we know. But again, whenever we want it our way, we're trying to set up our kingdom, not God's kingdom. God's kingdom is set up through that humble heart. When God left heaven, humbled himself and took the form of a slave, as we know. And so that's where it begins. So the question isn't, is of God the king of the world? Oh, he's king of the world. But is God the king? Is Jesus the king of your life and my life? Is he in charge? And what that has to happen is, it begins with that repentance. You know, the first thing Jesus ever came when he proclaimed the kingdom was repent. And it ain't just repenting of our sins to keep us focused on ourselves. It's repenting of doing things our way, which, of course, sin is. But sometimes we'll focus on these little sins, and then we think, well, you know, I haven't done this, and I haven't done this, and I haven't done that. I'm a pretty good person. Ah, but you're still doing it your way. I'm still doing it on my way. I'm still talking about bringing my kingdom to this earth instead of God's kingdom. So I got to make sure that I have humbled myself, that I have one purpose: to build up the kingdom of heaven, to bring the kingdom of heaven, to let Jesus be in charge of every part of my life. So, Lord, I want you to take complete control. You know, this past week I was in Lafayette, Louisiana for 2 days, and I was in Chicago, or DeKalb, Illinois, for the last 2 days at a men's conference. And, you know, I was harder than I've been in a long time. I don't know what's happening to me. But the reality is, I said, "Gentlemen, it's just time. that we stop trying to control our own lives. It's just time that we all surrender ourselves to the Lordship of Jesus. It's just time we stop going through the motions. It's just time that there is no part of our life that has not fully been surrendered to Him. It's just time. And that's for all of us. It's just time. I really think that the Lord is leading us in a completely new way of doing things here. Not just here in the parish, but in the church. That's why we have a synod coming that's going to ask every person in the whole world, what do you think about the church? Because there's an infallibility of the people of God, too. You do know that. We just don't have the infallibility of the Pope, but of the census of the people. So we're going to be doing that to find out, have we truly been the kingdom? Have we brought the kingdom of this earth? Or are we trying to make the kingdom so we can control other people? That has nothing to do with God. So we got to repent. We got to humble ourselves. And we got to bring God's kingdom. And I love when it comes about bringing God's kingdom. The way Jesus brought the kingdom of God is He went to the cross. So what do you think that means for us? How are we going to bring the kingdom of God? We're going to go to the cross. I love this song. I listen to it every time I'm flying. So I've had to go up and down the plane, 8, 9, 10 times this past 4 days. So I listen to it every time. And I'm part of my Be a Man, not Be a Man book, the Kingdom of God book, the Lord's Prayer book. When we talk about Thy Kingdom Come, this is going to be part of it. And I think it's great for us to all reflect a little bit here. And it stops at a very practical wing. How do we bring God's kingdom? How do we make Jesus Lord? And the first stanza is, sitting at a stoplight, He can't be bothered by the heart cry written on the cardboard in her hands. You know, someone begging for money. You can't go anywhere in Erie without that happening now. Oh, but when she looks Him in the eye, His heart is broken open wide, and He feels the hand of God reach out through Him, as heaven, the kingdom, touches earth. Oh, we bring the kingdom come. Oh, with every act of love, Jesus, help us carry You alive in us. Your light shines through. With every act of love, we bring the kingdom come. God's kingdom is the kingdom of love. God's kingdom is the kingdom of service. God's kingdom is brought through us when we love each other, when we care about each other, and we take care of the poor. That's the kingdom. That's the King we follow. And so when we're examining ourselves and we're looking at this past year, do I follow Christ as my King in my heart? Do I bring my kingdom to the world? Or do I usher in Christ's kingdom to the world by being a person who repents, by being a person who is humble, and by being a person who lets God use us and brings His love into the world? And every time we do that, we bring the kingdom of heaven here. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.